This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Hello and welcome, my fellow trivia nerds, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany. I'm here with my best friend, Meredith. Meredith, say hi to my friends.
Hey, kids in the car.
If you listened last week, you should know, exciting news for 2024. We are going to three rounds of trivia.
What?
More trivia.
We're out here doing the most for the kids in the car.
I love it. I love the three rounds. And this week, we are playing a game I like to call Can You Beat Meredith?
I thought we played that every week.
But this is official. This is like no holds barred, all the trivia I can throw at you. Can you come out of these three rounds beating Meredith? That's what I want to know. And
So we're just doing like some general trivia here?
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything.
Anything goes?
Anything goes.
All right.
Are you nervous?
Yeah.
You should be.
Nervous.
Soup's nervous.
Is that what the youth are saying? Soup's nervous.
I don't know, but I feel like they'll tell us. All right, let's get into it. Round one. Question one. The plays Romeo and Juliet, Hamlet, and A Midsummer Night's Dream were all written by which author? He's kind of a big deal.
I've heard of him. I think his name is Shakespeare.
That is right. It is Shakespeare. Question two. What is a group of geese called?
They're called a gaggle.
They are a gaggle. Would also accept a nightmare. Question three. Winnie the Pooh is a teddy bear owned by whom?
Christopher Robin
is right. Question four. Which breed of dog is the most common dog mascot in college sports?
Okay, I know it because I actually have two of them because our high school mascot was the Bulldog. And guys, I was the high school mascot. I was the Bulldog.
And now you have two.
Talk about being a dork. No, if you ever get the opportunity to be a mascot, I do think you should try. It is super fun and no one knows who's under there.
It's true. Okay. You can kind of get away doing a lot of crazy stuff because nobody knows. You have the freedom to just be a weirdo out there.
It's because my dad didn't want me to be a cheerleader. So I like found a workaround, which was I get to do all the cheers if I just dress up in a Bulldog uniform. And then like after a year of that, he let me be a cheerleader. So then I just immediately made the squad because I knew all the cheers already. So it was like perfect.
Perfect. Question five. What is the only fruit to have seeds on the outside?
Seeds on the outside. Oh, a strawberry.
That's correct. Question six. What do snakes use to smell?
Their little nose holes.
It's actually their tongue. They smell with their tongue.
Ugh, you should smell my tongue.
I'd like to pass on that one. Okay, question 7. What type of flower has magical powers in Beauty and the Beast?
I think the Beauty and the Beast flower is a rose, right?
That's correct. It is a rose. Okay, a little bit of math coming at you. Question 8. How many quarters make up $100?
There's 4 quarters in $1 times 100 would be 400.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, is it wrong?
No, it's right. It's 400. 400 quarters.
Oh my gosh, the girl math worked out. Woohoo!
Question 9. What is Batman's real name?
Alfred.
That's his butler. It is Bruce Wayne.
Oh, it is Bruce Wayne. That was really an easy one too. Okay, well.
Final question of this round. What popular fabric covered elastic hair tie comes in many colors and designs?
That'd be a scrunchie.
That is a scrunchie. I love that the girls are all back wearing the scrunchies on the wrist. Like, we did not go to one single day of high school without a scrunchie on our wrist, you guys.
No. It was almost like a bracelet fashion statement. Like, you always had the scrunchie. Yeah.
Yes, always. All right. You did really well. I think you only missed 2 that round. So pretty good. Pretty good. Let's go to round 2.
Okay.
Okay. Question 1. What natural human bodily fluid did the Romans use as mouthwash because of the presence of ammonia?
Ew. Is it pee?
It is pee. It's urine.
This trivia went right in the toilet.
With pee. I cannot believe it. I would have kissed nobody. If somebody makes a time machine and they're like, let's visit Rome, I'd be like, I'm kissing no one. I'm just going to be very clear.
And it would stink because if you've seen the statues, it's like all hot guys and you can't kiss one of them. All female.
Not one of them. Okay, question 2. What is Taylor Swift's middle name?
Oh, I know this because I'm a super Swiftie and her middle name is Allison.
I threw a Swiftie question in here for you because I knew. I knew. Question 3. What healthy fat containing food is used as the base of guacamole?
Avocado.
Avocado is correct. Question 4. What is Eleven's favorite food in the show Stranger Things?
Bananas.
She liked Eggo waffles.
Of course she did.
Eggo waffles are just those things where, like, if you were to ask me if I'd want one, I'd always say no.
100% no.
It's actually pretty good.
Like, although I did eat one the other night with just butter on it. We didn't have a lot of food options. I needed to go to the store. So it was a frozen waffle with butter for a snack.
I'm like, never in the mood for them, but yet can't say no. Can't ever stop eating them once I start. It's the weirdest thing. Okay. Question 5. What is it called when you get 3 consecutive strikes in bowling?
a lucky day.
True. It is a turkey.
Oh.
It's called a turkey.
Well, we're falling apart on this round. Okay.
All right. Question six. In which war did 11 states secede from the country to form a separate union?
The Civil War?
That's right. It's the
okay,
Civil War.
It was
War.
The only one I could think of.
I know. It was the Civil War. That is correct. Okay, question seven. Which planet is nicknamed the Red Planet?
Saturn.
It's actually Mars. Mars is the Red Planet.
Cool.
It's an angry one. It's an angry one.
Okay.
Okay. Question eight. Which Disney princess is inspired by a real person?
Pocahontas.
Correct. Question nine. What country has the most reptile species in the world?
Brazil.
Close. It's actually Australia, which is why I will not, like, they have so many things that can kill you in Australia, you guys. I know
don't even know why you go there.
But your animals terrify me. I see so many TikToks of spiders,
like huge spiders,
the size of cats. Oh my gosh. I don't know if I can survive
in the outback, mate.
I don't know. Okay, question 10. What day do Star Wars fans celebrate as National Star Wars Day?
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th is correct. You did so good.
I missed three on that round. So yeah, I have 7 plus 8, whatever that math is. That's my score so far.
Okay. I'm going to let you do that math. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more trivia.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
And we are back. Okay, final round, round three. I'm loving these rounds. Loving these rounds. Okay. Strong first two rounds. Let's finish just as strong. Let's see how it goes. Question one. Who is the Greek god of the underworld? Mm-hmm.
The devil. The devil.
It's Hades. It's Hades. So
cool.
We went a different way with that one. Two. What's another name for an adult male gorilla?
A chimpanzee.
The silverback. A silverback gorilla.
Okay.
Okay, question three. This ancient king had a round table.
Mad King Ludwig.
Oh my gosh, what happened during that break?
I don't know, but I gotta tell you guys, my maiden name is Ludwig, and it's Ludwig over in Bavaria. And I got my 23andMe done, and it has all of this Bavarian blood running through me. Like, that's mainly where I'm from. And I think that I'm actually a Bavarian princess. So if you're listening to this show, can you let my ancestors know that I'm aware?
Yes, they can come get you.
Come and get me.
Come and get me. Okay. It is King Arthur and the Round Table. Question four. Which dog breed is the tallest?
Ugh. I just don't know. There's so many big dogs. A wolf.
Oh my gosh. The way you say wolf is just insane. It's actually a Great Dane. So we are 0 for 0 so far. Let's see. Question five. What is the only animal that can't jump?
A manatee.
I mean, I don't even know how to count that right or wrong because they're in the water, but it's an elephant.
We accept anything underwater plus elephant is the correct answer.
I guess I should have, like, just specified, perhaps. All right,
okay,
question.
Fine.
Question
We're
six.
Really doing bad. Okay.
Question six. Which character on Sesame Street lives in a trash can?
Okay, I know this one because he's grouchy just like me, and it's Oscar.
Oscar the Grouch. Finally, we got one.
On the board.
Oh, she's on the board. Okay. Whew. Question seven. In Harry Potter, from what platform did the students catch the Hogwarts Express? That's the train, Meredith. What's the platform?
It's 9 3/4, and I only know it because you have a stupid sign in your office about it or something.
I also drug you on it when we went to Universal. I made you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll okay, be, here we go.
It'll be fun. Okay, question eight. What do you call a mammal that doesn't eat meat?
And herbivore.
That's correct.
Okay.
Three in a row. Three in a row.
On fire.
Question nine. And just think about it. Don't just think good and hard about it. Question nine. What is the most popular board game of all time?
Gotta be Monopoly. No other game.
It's actually chess.
This feels like a trick question.
I even Googled it because I know somebody was going to argue with me. It's
ancient game.
The most popular. I didn't say it was the most fun, but it's the most popular. Okay. Final question. What is the name of the baby Yoda character on the Disney Plus series, The Mandalorian?
His name is Baby Yoda. You gave it to me. Does he have another name?
Apparently he does. I also thought his name was just cute baby Yoda. But he's probably like a million years old, by the way, and his name is Grogu. So,
now there's one that you won't find in the baby name books.
No, I want to know how many Grogu's there are. And I'm probably,
if you're a Grogu,
this,
leave a review.
Leave a review, please. I want to know. I want to know. All right, you did three rounds of trivia.
Wow.
Whew.
Broke my brain.
Broke your brain. Not bad till the final round.
I got to tell you, if this is how it's going to be from now on, I might just have brain break by the time we get to round three every time.
It'll be okay. It'll be okay.
I want to know who beat me. Like, I want to know if other people knew that the only animal that can't jump is an elephant or a manatee. Like, I want to know.
I mean, I wonder if they, I don't even know how to answer it. I don't. You've stumped me. All right, make sure to head over to our Instagram and Facebook page. Let us know how you did. If you were able to beat Meredith, if you want to hear your name on the show, leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Just be sure to include your name so we know to include that in the shout out.
Oh, I know. Sometimes you guys are like, can I have a birthday shout out? And then we don't have a name and we're like, oh no.
Happy birthday, everybody. that's what I can say. We love it. We love it. All right. Thanks for listening, Trivia Nerds.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.